Welcome to the Emmaus Fellowship Teaching Podcast. We trust you find this encouraging. Emmaus Fellowship is located at 205 North Pine Street in Woodland Park, Colorado. Our phone number is 719-687-6061. We trust you find this encouraging as you pour over God's Word with us.
You gave me a voice and a song, taught me how to sing. Brothers and sisters, gave me a family.
I have just a couple of words I want to share with you, because we all love story. I was watching you as you were listening to Steve's story, and it was captivating. We lean into story. Story matters. And each one of our stories are sacred, because Jesus is the author of our story. And, oh, by the way, we're not the main character, right? He is. And that's when the story gets big, is when Jesus is the main character. And so I love story. And I started telling you guys a story that's been unfolding over the course of several months. The story began for me in April when we had the stay-at-home order that kind of locked us down. And I kind of was like, well, I know they're encouraging people to stay at home, but I'm at home outside, so I'm going to go outside. And so I went for long walks. Just for the record, at this point in my summer, I've logged in 525 miles. Those are long walks, people. It started in April. I started going on these long walks, and the first morning of my long walk through the summer, I met with Jesus. Now, some of you are like very familiar with me talking about having these episodic encounters with Jesus. Like, I experienced Jesus. I experienced him in my interior life, you know, in my place of prayer. I trust that God has given me a new imagination when he created something new in me. And so I love my imagination because it connects with Jesus. All right? So I have these really, these times. It's not all the time, so don't put me on a pedestal. It's like there are seasons when it's like hard, but when it's right and I position myself to receive, that's the key. Not when I strive harder to obtain, but when I position myself to receive, I have these amazing encounters with Jesus. And the first one that I had this summer was in April. And I had this vision where he was taking me from a place that I'd been meeting with him. And I won't go through the entire story, but suffice it to say that I've been meeting with the Lord in a place called the Uncompahgre in my sanctified imagination and in my safe place with Jesus. And Uncompahgre means healing waters. And I've been meeting with him there for about 6 years. Right? And he took me from that place on my hike, the first day, you know, that I went out in April, and he said, look, I would love to take you beyond this. And for those of you who know Colorado and the San Juans, the Uncompahgre is a wilderness area, and adjacent to that is to the south is a wilderness area called the Wamanutch. And when you go search for the definition of the word Wamanutch, it'll say meaning unknown. There's no definition, known definition. I'm sure there is. But no one today knows what it is. But I took that as like the Lord saying, I want to lead you into the unknown. And so in order for that to happen, and I'll fast forward the story, he and I began this process through the summer of doing what we call a shakedown. And that's where everything that you're carrying in your backpack gets laid out. And then somebody points at it and says, why are you carrying that? You don't need to carry that where you're going. Like, that's added weight. And all that's going to do is slow you down or make you broken. You know, some party, like, if your knees had a credit card, they wouldn't buy that. Right? They wouldn't take that on the trail. Anyway, that being said, it was far more than just in the natural. It was more than just, like, what gear you use in, what sleeping bag, what tent, blah, blah, blah. It was, like, areas of unforgiveness. If you want to go where I want to take you, into the unknown, let's address that. Areas of fear. if you want to go where I want to take you, Jesus is saying, let's really settle in on this. Let's park it here for a while. And let's get to the root of it. So it was a really amazing, powerful, hard summer. And 2 weeks ago was the first time as I was walking from Denver to Durango. It was the first time that I stepped foot into the Wamanutch Wilderness area in the natural. 2 weeks ago, I did a 7.5 day trek, and it's like 160 miles. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, you know, you kind of get in the zone. And when you get in the zone where you have really long days, you kind of zone out. And when you zone out like that, it's almost like we were talking with Cindy. It's almost like you got 1 foot in the natural and 1 foot in the spiritual. I mean, you're like, I'm having these amazing encounters with Jesus. Like, 5 days of just this episodic encounters with Jesus. And he brought me into the wilderness area that in April he was talking about, the unknown place. So here's the thing. I'll just share this with you briefly. As I was about 5 miles from the Wamanutch, and I knew where the line was, the Lord began to address something with me. And I just want to share this as an encouragement. Because I believe each one of us are being invited into some unknown territory with the Lord. And I believe that in order for us to really step fully into that, we have to let go of what has been at some level. The familiar is safe. The familiar, even though it may not actually be safe, it's safe in a way because it's predictable. And are we okay with saying goodbye to the familiar for the sake of entering into something that is unknown with the Lord? And this is where it's like, wow, this actually is difficult, because that place that I've been with the Lord in for the last 6 years, the uncompagre, as it were, this healing place, was beautiful. I cried like a baby for like 2 miles saying goodbye to that place. And I asked the Lord, I was like, well, can we at least go back and visit every so often? He's like, yeah, we can go back right now. So in my sanctified imagination, he brings me to this place that I've been meeting with the Lord for like 6 years. And even though it looked the same, it was not the same. Because the thing that made it safe for me was him. And he's like, I'm not going to stay here. And I want to invite you out of this space into something, well, could I imagine more beautiful? More profound? And so there's this grief that can happen for us when we have to say goodbye to the familiar. Can we be okay with that? Can we know that the Lord understands the condition of our heart? And we're not just grabbing hold of the familiar because it's quote unquote safe. For a lot of us, it's been a very rich experience. Like Steve, you know, that accident, that was a catalyst for change, transformation. Your life is not going to be the same after that. Now, whether it's something catastrophic like that, God forbid, you know, but sometimes the invitation can be a little more gentle and more sweet, like, let's move. But regardless, every transition begins with an ending. And you can say goodbye to some things and have it be very heartfelt, and you can literally grieve that, and it's okay. It's actually healthy. And that's why I think the scripture you brought, Chris, was really good, because he's going to take that grief and that mourning that can be very healthy, and he'll turn it into something joyful, something that is praiseworthy, that might actually be a new song for you. So when I went into the Wamanutch, I had a really amazing experience coming into it, because it was more beautiful than I anticipated. It was more rugged than I anticipated, which made me happy. It was more adventurous. And when I got to the spot where I thought I was going to camp that night, it was only 4:30 in the afternoon, which if you're on a through hike like that, that's really early to stop. And so I decided I'm going to go up to this one basin that's about another 2 miles up, about 2,500 vertical feet up. And I want to go to a place that I've been dreaming about going for over a decade. And I've never stepped foot in this space. Literally. Like, I have a picture of it by my desk. I have a map of it by my desk. and I've never been there. And that map has been by my desk for over 10 years. And here I was feeling really actually pretty gassed. I was not feeling like super excited about, you know, hucking the backpacks 2 miles up. But all of a sudden I'm finding myself like energized. And all of a sudden the energy turns into like, yeah, let's do this. And so I climb up to that thing and I get myself in a spot. And I'll show you a picture of it later. It's really one of the most beautiful places that I've seen in Colorado. And it was a beautiful, clear night. And so I decided I'm in a cowboy camp, which if you don't know what that means, just sleeping under the stars, right? No shelter. I'm just going to lay out my pad, lay out my sleeping quilt, and I'm just going to hang out there. Some of you heard this part of the story. It's kind of fun. So in the middle of the night, it's a full moon night. In the middle of the night, I have an animal visitation. Because people always ask, like, are you scared about bears and mountain lions? Listen, I'm more scared of, like, marmots eating my shoe. It's hard to walk out of the wilderness with only one shoe. It's probably harder to walk out of the wilderness with only one arm. Sorry. Maybe I'll pick the marmot over the bear. Anyway, but I thought it was like something wrestling around in my backpack. And I was like, get out of here. I'm all gruff, you know, middle of the night. It's like 2 a.m. And it comes back and it comes back. And finally, you know, the moonlight, I can see it. It's a small critter. And I was like, oh, those marmots. So I pack everything in my backpack and I hang it up in a tree. And it comes back and it visits me. This time I'm laying on my stomach and I'm like, got my quilt over my head and I can peer out underneath and I can see what it is. And it gets really close to me, like super close. And it's a rabbit. Right? It's a rabbit. It's got cute little nose, like sniffing. It's got its little ears. It's got its beady little black eyes with the moonlight shining in it. And I started talking to it, and I was like, hey, you need to leave me alone, man, because I'm tired, dude. Get out of here. And it turned around and left, but it came back, and it came back. And finally, like the sixth time it visited me, I decided I'm just going to be as still as I possibly can. And it came right up and it started sniffing right here on my face. Like I'm laying right here and it's sniffing right here. And then all of a sudden, I'm not making this up, it jumped on my head. It jumped on my head and I freaked out and then I started laughing. And I'm just laughing and laughing and laughing. And I'm just like, okay, now if somebody sees this, I'm crazy. Like I'm just laughing out here in the middle of the night in the wilderness. But I just pictured Jesus just having a ball with this. Like, such delight. Like, hey, if you've had a rabbit encounter like that, let me know, because I don't know of anybody else who's had a rabbit jump on their head. And anyway, the whole point of me saying that is this. Proverbs 3:5. It's a very familiar passage, but it has everything to do with surrendering into the unknown and trusting that God has things for you there that will probably be more beautiful, more adventurous, filled with more joy and unforeseen, like, fun, like a rabbit jumping on your head, than if you were to hold on to the familiar. And this verse is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Let the word surrender just wash over this. Let your heart just be challenged, like, do I surrender my future? Do I surrender everything to the Lord? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. Don't try to work the Rubik's Cube to get everything to line up perfectly. Like, trust in the Lord. He's got you and He's got this. And so acknowledge, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him. And He will make straight your paths. That's my word for us this morning. Surrender. Surrender into the unknown. Listen, it's inevitable. Like we're stepping into some unknown territory. We have been for many months as a church, as a people of God. We've stepped into the unknown with the Lord. And I don't want to just impose my story on you. I just want to invite you into your version of the story where you and the Lord get to navigate through. What are you carrying that's not yours to carry anymore? What are you holding on to that's so familiar and seems so safe that the Lord is inviting you to let go of? And where is the Lord inviting you to step forward into some things that you're not quite sure about yet? I just want to speak trust over your heart. Trust. He's good. He's a good Father. He loves you. He loves me. So let us experience that together as a community. So let me pray that blessing over you, and we'll move from there. So Jesus, thank you that the invitation is to surrender into your goodness. The invitation is to surrender, and that's like posturing ourselves to receive. So Lord, where we are high strung and where the internal motors are running at high RPMs, where we're trying to figure everything out, and maybe worry has gripped us, maybe fear has taken hold of us in some way, shape, or form, Lord, it's real easy for us to fall into that. Would you just speak your words of affection and affirmation over your sons and daughters now, that you are a Father who can be trusted? Come, Holy Spirit, lead us into truth. And the truth is, your eyes have not seen, your hearts have not imagined, your ears have not heard all that God has for you. And He's a good Father. So Lord, I just bless my friends here that we would all settle more deeply into our trust in you. Thank you so much for being trustworthy. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to guide us through our days. Bless this community, I pray, in your strong name, Jesus. Amen. Amen.
It's our joy to offer these podcasts. We sure hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, feel free to drop us a line at emmausfellowship@icloud.com. If you're curious about ways you can be more deeply involved in this community, visit our website at emmausfellowship.org and be sure to like our Facebook page.